Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Thou must turn unto me, saith the Lord. Do not do the things that you are doing. Turn away from them.
Yea, and I say unto thee, church, even in these last days, if they do not fall on the stone, if they do not fall on the rock Christ, yea, the stone shall fall on them at the end, saith the Lord.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11 is on my mind. It goes like this. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. As our great country becomes more and more like Sodom and Gomorrah, we must cling to the cross. The Lord Jesus has saved us from the pits of hell where government is heading. Keep your heads held high and your eyes on heaven. Be brave, my friends. God has good things planned for us as we walk through it all and come out washed by the blood. The promise is for us who are saved. Not the fornicators of this world. Heaven is our goal. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready. Jesus is coming very soon. Praise the Lord, my friends. As we expose the false tonight, are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour? Getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. And please know that the I Am has sent Brother Johnson and Sister Sharon unto you. Amen. This True Truth, God-ordained program is spiritual. And as such, we need your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. Signs has only a few supporters, while others have so many. And I constantly struggle to pay for programming. Will you pray and ask the Lord if he would have you send support? Thank you all who respond to the need to cover the cost of February's radio bills. They were covered with $40 to spare, which I will apply to the radio bills for March. And when you write and you are supporting Wednesday nights, please mention that, because it is an important part of keeping Wednesday nights on through March. This program is listener-supported. Each program must receive enough support to keep each program on the air. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible titled, Flee Ye Unto Another Place. Matthew chapter 22. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. Watchman comment. My, oh my friends. I do not know about you, my dear listeners, but I sure know what it feels like to be hated for Jesus' namesake. And surely it seems at times, as this verse says, hated of all men. That is why it's such a blessing to Sister Sharon and I when we receive calls to our 24-hour record line and letters to Post Office Box 122. And we thank you so very, very much. When the Lord led me to Matthew chapter 10:22 for this program's quick end times devotional, I had no idea that Matthew 10:23, which followed, was going to speak to me so clearly in a decision Sister Sharon and I are trying to make under God's will for us. Matthew 10:23 says, "But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another." My, oh my. In our case, though, it is being persecuted by New York State, and there may be someone living out there in the great state of Texas listening right now that can help with our decision. If you are listening in Texas, especially in West Texas, and you would be willing to help us relocate, please, please call our right. The phone number to call is the Signs 24-hour record line. If you will leave your number and the Lord leads me to, I will call you back. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Please leave your phone number and a short message as to how you think you might be able to help. especially if you want a callback. Or write Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spell that L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviate N-Y, 13797. Now, Sharon and I are not rich, and land that could be purchased with a land contract would work best for us, so we might be able to afford to build something on that land, a small house, something. If there was a well, septic, and electric, it would be a plus. Though we have solar panels and a small windmill here, and we could take them there, so we could do without grid power, but we would like to have grid power if possible. If you are in Texas and you know of rural property in Texas, again, please call that Signs 24-hour record line number 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3, or write Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, 13797. That will repeat at the end of the program. If you can help, please pray and ask the Lord what He might have you do. I never thought that prophecy I play frequently on this program that I spoke a while back would apply to me, titled Leave the Cities. Nor did I even know there was a scripture for it that we just read.
For yea, I say unto ye once more, the cities are not safe for my people. The cities are not safe for those who are mine. Run from them, leave them, for corruption abounds there, and the enemy has taken hold there like no place else. Leave the cities, saith the Lord.
So you see, I do understand now how some of you must feel when I play that. But, even though I have worked so long and hard to get prepared here where I live now in New York State, I must try to follow God's path, although I'm not exactly sure what that path is just yet, but it's looking like it's pointed towards West Texas. Sharon and I are praying earnestly that God's door will open for us. We are ready. Are you praying about how God's door will open for you after you heard that prophecy? Have you heard God say to leave the city you are in? So get right and get ready, for the day of the Lord is at hand, our friends. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2:7.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our Signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord. Who is the one who listens to my voice? Who is the one who reads my word? Who is the one who is committed to serve me? Those who are my remnant, says God, my loved ones that hold me dear, my loved ones that hold my word close to their hearts. For it is those who will stand strong in the last days. It is those who will stand strong in the end times. For they have stood on solid ground, and now are still standing there, even as all things begin to shake. Stand now for me, and for my righteousness, saith the Lord.
Now for the news behind the news. But first, let's begin with the St. Malachi prophecy that I said last Saturday night I would repeat tonight. This prophecy could have predicted who will be the next pope.
There is another seer whose chilling predictions continue to echo down the centuries. He is Saint Malachi, canonized in 1190. Malachi was a reforming Catholic prelate born in Armagh in 1094. On a visit to Rome, he was struck by a vision. Before him appeared a series of Latin phrases identifying the 111 popes who would rule the Catholic Church until the end of time.
He uttered 111 Latin mottos, which are supposed to represent the nature, the name, or destiny, or the coat of arms of every pope until Judgment Day.
Many of the phrases are considered too precise to be the results of chance. John the 23rd, the 107th pope in the prophecy, is referred to as Pastor et Nortam, priest and sailor. Before becoming pope in 1958, he was the Patriarch of Venice. Paul VI is Flos Floram, flower among flowers. His coat of arms is a lily among lilies.
John Paul II, who is called De Laboris Solis in the prophecies, which means the sun's eclipse, the sun's labor. He's the only pontiff on the list that was born on an eclipse and later entombed during an eclipse.
And the 111th, the final pope in the prophecy?
De Gloria Olivae, from the glory of the olive. That's the current Benedict the 16th.
At the end of the list, Malachy is said to have uttered a final doom-laden phrase, this one unnumbered.
During the final persecution, the seat of the Holy Roman Church will be occupied by Peter the Roman, who will feed the sheep in many tribulations, after which the seven-hilled city will be destroyed, and a terrible judge will judge his people. The end.
Is Malachy describing the end of the Catholic Church or the end of the world? Is Peter the Roman the last pope who will follow the current pontiff, Benedict the 16th? Some experts consider that since the motto is unnumbered, they are actually one and the same.
My, oh my. Tune in again next Saturday night for part two, and of course that will repeat on Wednesday again, of St. Malachy's prophecy. We are looking the end times straight in the eye, my friends. Now, on with the prophecy news reports. Red Alert, USA. Tank storing highly radioactive waste leaking in Washington State. My, oh my. A tank storing highly radioactive waste at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation in southeast Washington is leaking liquids to the tune of 150 to 300 gallons per year, the governor of the state said. This is an extremely toxic substance, Governor Jay Inslee said. The tank was built in the 1940s and holds roughly 447,000 gallons of radioactive sludge. According to the governor's office, the Hanford site houses 177 such tanks, 149 of which are single shell tanks. My oh my. The Hanford site is a 586-square-mile area that once played a major part in U.S. plutonium production, which is, of course, used in atom bombs. The site is now home to one of the largest nuclear cleanup efforts in the world, continuing. Concerning the meteor that passed in a near-Earth miss and also another that hit Russia and killed over 1,000 people, and other meteors seen in America and elsewhere in the world. In the same 24-hour period that meteor injured the 1,000 people when it exploded over Russia, and another 150-foot asteroid skimmed past the Earth. A strange fireball also streaked across the northern California sky. A ball of light in Florida was also seen in the sky, resembling a meteor, by several people in the Miami-Dade, Broward counties. Also, fireballs were reported in skies above Cuba and California. My friends, just as that prophecy shook you, this should shake you, because these are, right from the Bible, the last days end time sign. The prophecy of Malachy is not biblical, but I just gave it to you because a lot of that prophecy did come to pass. Now, Luke chapter 21, verses 25 through 28. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear in looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Luke chapter 21, verse 27 and 28. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Watchman comment, my. Get ready. Do you believe my prophecy voice now? Get ready. Jesus is coming soon. Continuing. The Catholic God Pope has had a pacemaker installed for years. The Vatican has revealed itself to be a master of smokescreens. As the Catholic world reeled from the shock of the resignation of the current pope, it soon became clear that Benedict's post-papacy lodgings have been under construction since at least the fall. You see, they're planning on keeping him in the Vatican, don't you know? Continuing. That, in turn, put holes in the Holy See's early claims that Benedict kept his decision to himself until he revealed it. A Vatican spokesman announced that Benedict hit his head and bled profusely while visiting Mexico in March. 2 days earlier, the same man acknowledged that Benedict has had a pacemaker for years and underwent a secret operation to replace its battery 3 months ago. Vatican secrecy is legendary and can have tragic consequences. Watchman comment, and not only that, it reveals the lies, just like the Nobama. Continuing. From Russia with love, meteors and the coming nuclear attack on America. Friday, February 15, 2013, a meteor ripped through the sky in central Russia, sending fireballs crashing to Earth. That same day, two Russian nuclear-armed bombers circled the western Pacific island of Guam, equipped with nuclear-tipped missiles. The two Russian Tu-95 Bear H strategic bombers were followed by U.S. jets that had scrambled from Anderson Air Force Base on Guam. The event occurred just hours before U.S. President Barack Obama's State of the Union address. Military analysis said the bomber incident was highly unusual and believed Moscow was sending a strategic message to Washington. The bombers flew over 1,000 miles from the Russian Far East, and according to U.S. defense officials, they were likely equipped with 6 KH-55 or KH-55SM cruise missiles that can hit targets up to 1,800 miles away with either a high explosive warhead or a 200 kiloton nuclear warhead. In contrast, the atom bomb dropped on Hiroshima was only 13 kiloton, and that is capable of carrying a 200 kiloton warhead. Military analysis say that Guam plays a strategic role in the Pentagon's defense strategy designed to counter China's precision-guided missiles, submarines, and anti-satellite weapons designed to prevent the U.S. from defending its allies or keeping sea lanes open. As such, Guam is a key target for China and North Korea. Continuing, some gun makers stopped selling to law enforcement officers in New York. Since New York State enacted its restrictive new gun laws, many manufacturers have sent that state and others a message. If local governments are going to severely restrict the ability of citizens to own guns, then these companies will not be selling to law enforcement in those areas or states. Continuing. Massive brawl in high school cafeteria. A food fight quickly turned into a brawl involving hundreds of students at a Minneapolis, Minnesota high school, forcing police to use chemical spray to break up the fight. Students were saying the fight was the result of tensions between 8% of students who are Somali Muslims and the 20% who are African Americans. My. Continuing. Feds buying enough bullets for a 24-year war. Former Reagan AG Chief of Staff warns DHS, Department of Homeland Security, preparing for prolonged riots in U.S. The numbers are based on recent reports that put the total federal ammunition buy in the last 10 months at approaching 2 billion rounds or ammunition shells or whatever you want to call them. What do federal agencies need with all that ammunition? The staggering number and the lack of details in the official explanation has led to rampant speculation, including concerns that the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, is arming itself to fight off insurrection among Americans. The Obama administration has been buying and storing vast amounts of ammunition in recent months, with the Department of Homeland Security again just now placing another order for an additional 21.6 million rounds. My. Continuing. Hitler survivor warning America, wake up now, by an Austrian citizen. Totalitarianism didn't come quickly in Austria. It took 5 years from 1938 till 1943 to realize full dictatorship in Austria. Had it happened overnight, my countrymen would have fought to the last breath. Instead, we had creeping gradualism. Now our only weapons were broom handles. The whole idea sounds almost unbelievable, doesn't it? That the state, little by little, eroded our freedom. No more freedom of speech. Anyone who said something against the government was taken away. Not only Jews, but also priests and ministers who spoke up. Watchman comment, my, oh my. There's a little something from the horse's mouth that tells you exactly what's happening in America. I have warned you for years this was coming to America. When do I think it will come? It's not coming, my friends. It's already here. America is now led by Democratic Communist Socialists, as I have also warned about for years. There are bills being proposed right now that would require your house to be checked by your local sheriff once a year. My, oh my, come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20, continuing. Teen dies from flu after receiving flu shot. A second Minnesota teenager has reportedly died from complications of infection of influenza type A during this current flu season, prompting health officials across the state to urge the public to get more flu shots for their own protection. My, my, my. But missing from many of the news reports on this tragedy is the fact that the child in question that died, a 14-year-old, had already been vaccinated for influenza before the flu season even started, proving the utter failure of flu shots to protect against the flu for many. Immediately after that death, authorities actually tried to deny that the child died from the flu, referring to her condition as flu-like. The head of the Minnesota Health Department, Chris Erisman, if I pronounce that right, even went so far as to claim that she could not confirm that the girl had even had a flu shot. My, my, my. Even though other sources had already confirmed that she had indeed gotten the shot. But the science speaks for itself. In a best-case scenario, flu shots provide protection for about only 1.5 out of every 100 people. The other 98.5 people who get flu shots are needlessly exposed to toxic adjuvants, which are chemicals and materials contained in the flu shot they use for fillers, and viral materials that could cause them to develop the flu or worse. Watchman comment, my, 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 do you believe my warnings now? Continuing. Experts, new SARS-like virus could show up in USA. A new SARS-like virus has affected 12 people and killed 5. Most of those affected by the virus have been in the Middle East. Person-to-person transmission of the virus appears difficult. Experts say, however, once it gets you, it's a very serious infection. Watchman comment, if you're not on a good vitamin regimen, you ought to get on it now. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for a devotional titled, Hearing God. My dear listening friends, you can send a check or money order made out to Signs or Cash if you wish to remain anonymous to support this program. And you can leave your return address off to be sure you're anonymous. Do not forget, though, to pray over it, for God is able to get it through when you pray. Amen? If you are ready to write down the address to send us that much-needed offering, here it is. Signs spelled S-I-G-N. S, P.O., Box, 1-2-2. Town is Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E. State is New York, just abbreviate N-Y. Zip, 13797. Sharon and I will be looking forward to seeing your letter of support for March in Post Office Box 122 this week. It's always a blessing to hear from you. God bless each and every one of you. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, as I said, titled Hearing God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. My dear listening friends, D.L. Moody spent many hours praying for faith. He once said, quote, if all the time I have spent praying for faith was put together, it would be months. I thought that someday faith was going to come down and strike me like lightning, but faith did not come, Moody said. Then one day I read in the 10th chapter of Romans, so faith comes by hearing and by the word of God. I then opened my Bible and began to read God's word, and faith has been growing ever since. Close Moody quote. My dear listening friends, much of what believers describe as faith has nothing to do with biblical faith at all. Our faith must not be based on emotion, or want, or needs, or definitely not on the latest Christian seminar. But, faith must be centered on God's Word, on Jesus, His death and resurrection, and of course, our salvation. Yahweh's living Word is the eternal, everlasting love of Almighty God, which has been poured out upon our lives. So, my dear listening friends, please read, hear, apply, and live Yahweh's word, and you will grow strong in your faith. Amen and amen. So, get ready. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get right with God while you still can. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now a preached altar call in a church service.
Come to the Lord now. Receive him as your personal Savior. Ask Jesus to come in your life. Make him the Lord of your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
My friends, because this program is listener-supported, that is the only biblical way it can stay on the air. The next program will be on Saturday, March 2nd, just before the March radio station bills for airtime come into Post Office Box 122, and we ask those of whom God is touching to cover those bills to respond accordingly. The address to send your response to Yahweh's Touch will be spoken in just a moment. For now, please remember to tune in Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern for a fresh new program on WWCR Worldwide Frequency 4840. 9 p.m. Eastern, you calculate your time. Again, that's Saturday, 9 p.m., 4840. Here is an awesome letter sent to Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, New York, 13797. Dear Brother Johnson and Sister Sharon, my wife had open heart surgery. While on medication, my wife kept losing weight a lot, and it would not stop until we prayed in faith, hallelujah, and we threw the medications away. Then God our Father performed a miracle of healing. She stopped losing weight and felt healthier. Praise God. God bless Brother Johnson and Sister Sharon. Folks, that letter was real, word for word. I added nothing. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. My dear listening friends, will you have faith like those dear folks who wrote that letter and start trusting in God for your healing? He is the great physician, don't you know? Pray with me for that dear sister. Lord God, this dear couple acted in faith and received healing from you that man could never provide. Lord God, we add our prayers tonight in faith to theirs for a complete healing and a fast recovery for Sister Esther. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you for praying with me, friends. Now, my dear friends, I am about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it as I say it. Please get your phone or your pen and paper ready. Here it comes very slowly. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks for your letters and calls, our friends, and for being with us tonight on Signs International Radio. As we all get ready to meet the Lord in the air, amen? He is coming soon. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Signs listeners are the best, and we truly love to hear from each and every one of you. Always remember when you write, Signs Radio cannot stay on the air without your support. And also remember, you are loved.
I love you.
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 And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.